Well, today we have a whole bunch of folks joining us here in the studio today. We got a full boat here. We're going to talk with the J Team today. They've got their annual Haunted House event here in Atlantic, and we're going to talk a little bit about what it's all about this year and what they're going to be putting that money toward that they raised this time around. We've got Jarrett, Josh, Jacob, and Joseph Smith, and JC Igo. All right. Well, thanks all for coming in. Appreciate it. And just throw it out there. You guys have done a haunted house here for quite a while now, right?
Yeah, we started in 2012, mm-hmm. and we've done it for 10 consecutive years now.
Yeah. Why? Why'd you start that?
Well, first of all, we just wanted something fun to do for trick-or-treaters in our neighborhood and have something for kids around our neighborhood to do, because there was a few other things that people did in their yards and they kind of stopped, and it's just a favorite holiday for all of us.
Is this one you look forward to every year?
Oh, yeah.
Is this something special? Is this a family activity that everybody can be involved in?
Yeah, we all participate in scaring people in the haunted house, but also preparing and building it and setting it up.
Sure, and you do this right at home?
Yeah, in our front yard.
It's crazy. So what do the neighbors say? Do they help? Do they sometimes give you some helpful tips and things? Not so much?
Yeah, neighbors haven't really helped before, but, you know, people driving by always slow down and stop, and if they see us out there, they'll ask questions, and we have people every year who also look forward to seeing the haunted house. I think there was one year that we didn't do it, and we had heard that a lot of people were upset, so we made sure to get back this year, make it a little bit bigger.
So how do you make it different every year? Who comes up with all the great ideas?
A lot of it comes down to floor plan and stuff like that. So typically, you know, we use like these pipes and tarps or tents typically to set up like the outer shell of the haunted house. And then so from there, we just kind of talk about it as we're setting it up, how big we want to have it, what shape we want it in, and that sort of sets up the floor plan. And then we make it different by arranging different animatronics and using different pieces and placing them in different ways. We've got fog machines and bubble machines. We've got an animatronic that has a TV that pops out, all kinds of different stuff.
Where do you come up with all these ideas?
Amazon.
Probably.
So it's easy to say you spend a little money during Halloween. Yeah.
Every year.
Yeah.
For sure. Every year some money gets spent.
I would bet you do. So how much time do you spend preparing and getting this all together? When do you start?
So this year, since it's bigger and better than it has been before, we actually started around the first week of September as we were building tents that are 10 by 20 foot, and we put up 5 of those tents, and we just did the outer constructions and the inner walls all in September, and then we've started the decorating this month, and we are doing finishing touches still today, and we will be ready for tomorrow.
Oh, my goodness. It sounds like an awful lot of work, but you've got a lot of hands to do it.
Yes, yeah. We definitely have a lot of help, and it really isn't too much when you got family to do it with you.
Mm-hmm. So do you reuse things year after year after year? So you got to store some stuff then, too.
We do store all of our Halloween props, but kind of like my brother mentioned, we get new ones every year. There is new things coming out, there's new movies, and so every year we get new stuff and we work in the old stuff.
Oh, goodness. Who does most of the work then?
I'd say it's a pretty even collaboration of all of us.
Everybody pitches in?
Yeah.
From youngest to oldest? How about the youngest? Does he pitch in a lot?
No.
No?
No, not really.
But you're the idea man, right? You come up with lots of good ideas.
I come up with a whole bunch of animatronics to just have people come in and have fun in our haunted house.
What's your favorite part?
Around the first quarter or so.
Okay. I don't want to give away all the secrets because you don't want to tell people exactly what's inside, right?
Well, and he also helps a lot with advertisement. He'll go to school and tell his friends and teachers about it, so he gets the word out for the age group that's like trick-or-treating the most.
So we get some more people like coming over to our haunted house.
Absolutely.
So we can have more people be happy because of what we do.
Let's talk a little bit about the purpose for this too. You guys love this kind of stuff. This is your holiday. This is what you love to do. But you also like to give back as well. And you've had a history of doing that, right?
Yep.
Yes.
Oh, yes. We started very young. We had came up with our own little group called the J-Team Helpers, where we had put up flyers and kind of where you'd rip our number at the bottom and call us if you needed something done, and we'd help, you know, tidy up your garden bed, or if you just needed a good vacuuming, we'd come over and just help with whatever you would need.
Okay.
It recently started as giving donations when Steele had his accident, as Jacob and Jarrett are in his grade and they grew up with him, and so we started by giving back to him with the free will donations, and from there on he chose Hucks and Kirkhoff's family, and from there on he chose, which will be this year's recipient, Grace Pauly and her family, and we will continue to pay it forward each year.
I think a lot of folks around the area know about the story with Grace Pauly, but can you tell a little bit about what happened there, why you're doing this benefit for her?
We aren't too sure of the semantics, but we do know that she was a young girl in our area that got into a terrible accident, and she's still trying to recover, and she was one that had reached out on the Praying for Steele page, and we really just wanted to, and now it wasn't our choice. It was Huxon's mom that chose her, sure. But we thought that she'd be a good fit as well.
Have you reached out to her then?
We have reached out to her, and her family is willing to accept the donations. And
that's awesome. Well, it's always nice to be able to help out other people.
Oh, sorry. They were over at the house the other day, and we got a group picture for them with the newspaper.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Okay, so talk a little bit about what's involved now. You've got this haunted house mostly set up, still putting the finishing touches on, right up to the last minute, I'm sure. So how long will it be available? When can people come see it? The cost, all that kind of stuff.
We're going to have it open for, like, the next couple weekends, I think, or just
this weekend. It'll be open the 27th, 28th, 29th, 30th from 7 to 11 p.m., my apologies. And this weekend we will require a donation, but we will also be open on Halloween, where it's a free will donation from 5 to 11 p.m.
Okay, so a little later on Halloween evening, so folks could do their trick-or-treating and then come by after they're finished with that too and enjoy a little bit. Now, what is there an age range for this, or is it really spooky? Is it really scary, or is it okay for young children as well?
So we do make accommodations. We have had many folks reach out saying that they would prefer not to have active scarers, that they would just like the animatronics. So we have accommodated, and people can come at an earlier time when it's still light outside, when there's no one actively scaring in the haunted house, so that they can just walk through.
And we've sort of even used a system in past years, and we'll probably use it again this year, where when we've got little ones coming through, we just have somebody on the outside of the tent that lets people know on the inside, so that the scarers that are in position know not to scare the younger ones.
Sure, sure. We want to make it family friendly too, yeah, and everybody has a good time that way. So, do you all play roles then? You don't need to tell me what they are, but do you all play roles then in this?
Yeah, we will usually position ourselves up in different spots, and we change our costumes every year. We have tons of them that we could use, but we just try to. We might even change it up from time to time throughout the day while they're coming through. So we want it to be new for everyone. We want it to be diverse and scary.
So if somebody comes one day and then comes back another day, it might not exactly be the same.
Correct.
Yeah. We might move something because it didn't work, or we might, you know, move our positions because we just want a little change, because it also is boring to just stand in one spot all day, so we like to change it up.
Yeah, absolutely. Very good. So it takes all this time to set it up. How long does it take to take it down afterward?
It depends on how many helpers you got.
Again.
The teardown's not quite as intensive depending on how you do it, especially some years we try to reuse the tents or the tarps. Sometimes we don't. If you don't, it's a lot easier because you just cut it off the poles and stuff, but if you try to reuse it, it's a little more tedious.
Yeah.
So it just depends on how many helpers you got.
What kind of a crowd do you expect you average each year?
Yeah, 400 to 500. Not last year, but the year before was our biggest year, and I think we counted around 500 kids came through.
So you've
non-repeats.
You've been able to raise some pretty good donations then for some of the folks that you've helped.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. That's turning Halloween on its tail, isn't it? I mean, that's completely opposite of what you expect Halloween to be. It's about, with you folks, about helping, sharing. Very good. Well, hope you have another great day or great time here this year with the haunted house effort. Where is that located, by the way?
1500 Mulberry here in Atlantic.
Okay, just look for it there. And again, you said Friday, October 27th through Halloween, and it'll be 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. the first few days, and then on Halloween itself, 5 to 11 p.m., correct? And all for a free will donation.
Yes.
All right, very good. So be generous, because Grace Pauley and her family will appreciate any donations that you can help to raise for that effort. Very good. Thank you all for coming in. Joseph, Jacob, JC, Josh, Jarrett, it's the J team in here today. Thanks for coming by. Appreciate it. And good luck raising some good money for the project.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. Thank you.